Hi. Two things to talk about today. Sometimes when people call Sabine and talk about what's going on for them in their lives, Sabine says, "Why don't you come round? We'll have a little meeting and a little chat." Often what we get back is, "Well, I'd like to do that, but I'm busy, or I've got to finish this, or this has to be done." Now, to me, that's like saying, "I've got two flat tires on my car and I don't know what to do." And Sabine says, "We've got a really good repairman here. Bring the wheels round and we'll fix it." And they say, "No, because I've got to take this here and that there and I've got to drive here and there." So there they are, driving on two flat tires, bumbling along, trying to get things done, when what's really efficient is to get the wheels fixed. And then all those other things are so easy. How come we don't fix the basis? Because we don't really want to. As I've said so many times, what we want is what we've got, the way it is. We want to be doing what we're doing, where we're doing it, who we're doing it with, and we want it to work. And if there's a hint that's a major change required, we find an excuse. But the ego, the mind, works in such a way that it doesn't let you know this is an excuse. It brings up a justification. "I would love to, but..." But what's really going on underneath? "I don't want a major change. I want what I've got, and I want to feel good with it." Now, what's the major thing that I have got? It's usually a relationship. Basic instinct is to reproduce. And through our conditioning, especially through religion, what has happened through that is we're drawn like magnets to what can be called the opposite sex. Now, whether that's opposite sex, male or female or same sex, we're drawn together to be in a relationship. And we will put up with almost the impossible to stay with somebody rather than being on our own. And this is the funny thing about this. I've done thousands and thousands of counseling with people about relationships. And they nearly always say the same thing. "The relationship I'm in now is better than the one I was in before. This is the best one." And yet they're holding on to it when it's not working, instead of seeing it always gets better. And it does always get better because we keep growing and expanding, unless we keep holding into a situation that's not working. So when there's a possibility that if I go for counseling, I might see more clearly that this situation is totally inappropriate for me, I'll find an excuse not to go. And it's not healthy, but it's almost suicidal as far as living and life is concerned. Living and life is about what is the maximum potential. So going back to the car with two flat tires, consciousness is your priority. It's the life stream. It's the only thing that works. And if you've got your daily life that isn't working as your priority and not consciousness, not the possibility, then you're going to keep running on two flat tires and complaining that life isn't fun. You can't get around the way you want to get around. You're handicapped by this and that. Yes, because you're not taking care of the fundamental. Your consciousness is your fundamental. Take care of that and everything works. Now, we've had an illustration of that recently with Diane. She had something that I don't think I've ever seen with anybody close to me before in such a way. She got clear. She got clear of the old Diane. After 9 months, I saw it start to deteriorate. There were many things, but the main thing was, as I saw it, she started to see her partner being attracted to somebody else and her going to be on her own. Now, despite this incredible space she was in, amazing space, just so few people ever reach that space, there were still seeds of something there, and she started to water the seeds. She started to feel her partner leaving, that's one thing, but then she started to be alone and she missed, lost, forgot that aloneness is not her essential self. She started to identify with the old self again. And then click, bang, she was back. Now, I don't see that as a bad thing. In fact, I see that as a good thing because although she was in that state, she hadn't cleared up what we'll call karma, old stuff. There was still stuff there. If she'd have dealt with it in her state, she could have cleared it up in no time at all. But the energy was so strong, probably too strong. It's brought her back, and now she can start taking care of those things and be ready for the next time it happens. And she'll be more clear and maybe not have to go back. Let's come back to the relationship thing again. There is an instinct, as I said, but also we don't like the unknown. We're always looking to fill in life so as not to be in the moment just as it is. And we'll fill in with anything. Women, especially women, but men as well, who live in abusive relationships, physically abusive, let alone mentally, and they stay there, and they've got all sorts of excuses. Well, I love him. Well, I love everybody. But there's hardly anybody I want to live with. You can love them without living with them. So there's this draw to stay there with what you know, rather than not knowing and live in the moment, moment to moment. Going back a bit, I've told you that many, many people have said this is a better relationship than the old one. And we still hold. And the thing is, while you hold the old one, you're not even available for a new one. Say somebody much more appropriate, much more fun comes along. They see you in this. First of all, you're in a relationship. That's one thing. But second, you're in a relationship with somebody that's totally unsuitable. They don't even bother to make themselves known. They think, this person is not suitable for me if they want to be with that person. So your next potential is not available until you start looking at where you are, how you are, in each moment. It is true that if you're still getting upset with your partner, it means whatever you're getting upset about in them is still active in you. What they're doing is projecting that side back to you. That's the usefulness of that situation. But I don't think I know anybody that looks at their relationship that way. They keep wanting to change the other so that the other satisfies the parts in them that's missing. And what's amazing is it doesn't work. We all know it doesn't work. Just look at the statistics. Go on Google and find out what's working. And those are the ones that stay together, let alone are the ones that stay together and are not working, which is the majority. The majority don't work. To find a couple who are in delight with each other, who light up, who laugh and play and love seeing each other. Oh, how rare is that? After the first few weeks. I'm going to say this again and again and again. In fact, there is no such thing as a relationship. A relationship is a fantasy, the same fantasy as time and space. It's a fantasy. Relationship has to do with time. It has to do with past and projected future. Until death us do part. Now you're dead. You're already dead. Because you're not living alive, honestly, in each moment. Relating? Yes. With whom you're with in that moment, there is a relating happening. There's a relating with the chair you're sitting on. There's a relating with your dog, with your child, with your employees, with your employer. There's relating that has to do only with that moment. And as soon as you project that moment into the future, you've imprisoned yourself in the past. And maybe the past worked, so the prison is nicely decorated. But there's no opportunities in a prison. Opportunities come with the unknown, not knowing. Is this still the person I want to be with in this moment? Not for the rest of my life. Ah, but I know they're going to be there at night and I can have sex. And when I have sex, just for a moment, I forget my troubles. I forget my misery and my agony, just for a moment. And I know they're going to be there. And if I'm not in a relationship, I don't know whether there's going to be anybody there that night. Not even I go to the club or to the dance or to... I don't know whether anybody's going to be there. So, I am what is called lonely, which means I'm with myself and all my stuff. And I want to do everything I can to get away from my stuff. Now, the strange thing is, if you stay with your stuff, it'll dissipate. If you really sit with your stuff, if you live your stuff, if you have your stuff, it'll start to disappear. It only stays there because you won't take care of it. You won't look at it. You won't go into it. You won't be with it. It's the past. It has nothing to do with this moment. Nothing has to do with this moment. Yes, the past does influence the moment, but only if you let it. If you're here now, unconditionally, you are in heaven. The peace that passeth all understanding. This moment is vast. It has no boundaries. Possibilities are endless, endless, endless. And that includes somebody new coming into your life. And you know what it's like when somebody's new comes in. Do you remember when somebody new comes in? Do you remember all that energy, all that delight? You can't think of anything else but this other person. It's called being in love. Actually, it's falling in love. It's wonderful for a while. Well, life can be like that all the time, if you will let it. Coming right back to the beginning, Sabine can't understand. They write and say, oh, what you write is so good, it was exactly right. And people flock to gurus that don't work. They go to therapists that are not effective because they're afraid of it working, because if it works, they've got to stop holding what they've got. And what they've got is familiar. If they don't hold what they got, they don't know what they've got. In fact, you haven't got anything. It's got you. And that's what life is. Life is not knowing. That's what life is, what living is, what being alive is. And as soon as you're in a relationship, you are no longer alive. You have chosen to live in prison. Now, I'm not talking about whether you live with somebody or not. Absolutely not. I'm talking about being in a relating situation and not a relationship. Not something fixed and dead, but something alive and juicy and not knowing. And it can stay that way because that's what life is. Life is alive and juicy and not knowing. If you stay out of the mind. If you go in the mind, of course, you go into the cobwebs of the past, the dungeons, which get projected into the future, and then it's hopeless. It's not hopeless. Life is alive, waiting for you, inviting you, come and play in this very moment.